Good morning. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and I am Sharon Sarles. Welcome. How are you doing? I was talking about manners last time because someone said this is the year that manners sprout again, and I am receiving that word, and I'm preaching, and I'm speaking it to me. So I thought that perhaps it would be helpful if I picked out a few specific things. Perhaps you're a young mother or you're a teacher, and you think, well, my goodness, there's so many things to do. What might be the first things to do? What might be the most important manners to teach? Okay, well, let's just pick out a few. And of course, it's hard to know your specific situation, right? Because I'm talking to everybody, but I'll start somewhere, okay? And so let's start with a couple of verses, and then I will give you four specific principles to teach your children. So for us, 14:1, the wise woman builds her house, and with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. You know, it's what we say. It's what we say in our family. It's what we say in our workplace. Incidentally, let me just throw this in. I saw some research recently that showed that it's very predictable which marriages are going to stay together. It's the ones where people say kind things to one another. So how's your day? You know, and dad says, the husband says, well, tell me about your day. It won't take you very long. Right? And he's just attacking her. As opposed to the husband says, oh, look, there's a warbler outside. You know, what does the woman say? Look, I'm really busy with this hot pot. Or does she say, oh, just simply because he found the bird interesting, she is going to go and look just because it's a kindness to him, you know? So the people who say kind things, their marriages stay together. Oh, and then in terms of our children, let's just go back a verse. He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. So let's not get onto all kind of controversy. Let's just say, look, if you are not teaching your children, if you're not training them how to behave in a more optimal fashion, more appropriate fashion, then you are hating them. And I love the verse a little before that. So that was 13 and 22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. You know, this is really functional, what we're talking about. Godly character traits are functional in the workplace, functional at school, functional lots of places, even though, yes, you might get discrimination, persecution once in a while, but overall, they're very functional, and that's, you can see that if you give, and that's what I was talking about last week, cultural capital. If you teach your children manners, it works for their good. Because society needs people who restrain themselves. If we are all a bunch of toddlers who care only for ourselves and are crying and entitled and self-interested all the time, then we don't have society. We have chaos, anarchy, and mayhem. Some people have taught enlightened self-interest and kind of forgot about what the enlightened part meant. And, you know, I ran into people who were taught in the business department that all altruism was self-interested. Well, there may be a sense in which that is true. But also, professors get goods that professors get by being unusual and turning ideas on their heads. But the basic idea is that society needs win-win situations. It's enlightened self-interest, and even the self-interest of altruism. Well, sometimes, but I argued with that. I said, your mama changed your diapers because she cared about you, and that was a real altruism. And they would stop and think about that. Anyway, manners are functional, and that's what I want to tell you. And we leave an inheritance, the most important inheritance we leave with our children is the inheritance in them, in them. And yes, let us leave our legacy in society. Our most important legacy is our children. Hallelujah. We weren't taught that recently. At least I didn't hear that recently. Okay, but I said that, and you know I have this book. It's a study guide for, well, it could be for an individual or for a women's church group or whatever, talking about the legacy that we leave in our children. And if you want that, you can go to the website, greatshalom.org. But I promised you today four specific manners that you could teach. First, saying good morning. Saying good morning. So when you walk into school, say good morning. When you walk into the bakery, say good morning. And train your child, your preschool child, to say good morning. Now, having said that, I mean, just that is, it's part of that kind word that I was talking about. It shows someone that you recognize they are a person. Show someone that you recognize they are a person. And similarly, when you do your transaction at the cash register, you can say thank you and have a nice day and you too and all of that. And some people are really annoyed with that, but you know, it, what it says is, I recognize you are a person. And so that's the very beginning of evangelism, the very beginning of investing in a relationship, saying good morning. Now, having said that, let me let you in on the fact that there are some differing customs. And if you don't know these and violate the customs, then you may be considered rude. So in most of American culture, the higher status person speaks first, and you don't speak to a higher status person. Now, if you're in that situation, you could still look at them and nod, okay? So if you're walking down the hall at some big company, say Tenneco, and you're a secretary and the vice president is walking down the hall, the secretary does not speak to the vice president. These are the rules in Anglo-American culture. And if you're walking, if you're a professor walking down the hall at college and your freshman speaks to you first, they have violated the rules. And if you are a short, white, middle class, well, we've already said she's a professor, female, and a very large African American male comes and is very vocal and loud and moves around a lot and is saying good morning to you, you might even be frightened. And but that knowledge is not given to the young man, because if he came from a poor Black American neighborhood, he was taught that as a younger person, he is supposed to speak to the elder. Yeah. Notice a diametrically opposed teaching. And he gets in trouble, and he doesn't even know why. He thinks, oh, these people are just ugly or discriminating against me, when in fact he violated their rules because he was following a different rule set. So anyway, in today's world, is very important. And similarly, Americans just give out cards, business cards, without thinking how they do it. But in some Asian cultures, how you present the card is very important in terms of being respectful. And probably most Asians in America know that we don't have that rule. But if you were going to another country, you would probably study up before you did your business trip and were representing your company. Anyway, these things can happen. A similar story, it looks like I'm going to run out of time, so I'll give you my other three next week. But so a friend of mine who's Hispanic, she's a Tejana, right? So she grew up in the United States here in Texas, but she's from a Hispanic family, and she is being mentored by a female African-American pastor. So my friend wants to grow into the pastorate, and she is being mentored by an African-American. And so my friend started calling her mentor by her first name, because in Hispanic culture, one uses a familiar when you're close. And now that she's a mentee, she felt like she was close. And I know that people use the two form with children, but also with their maid, to say we are family. Whereas an American might use usted to say you're an adult and you're equal with me, but then the maid, in the Honduran maid, gets offended. Well, similarly, my friend, Hispanic American, and of course, many people today in the United States just use first names because it's egalitarian. But my friend said it was because of her Hispanic heritage. Anyway, the African American clergy person was very offended because she's called bishop. And in fact, even if she's talking to one of her parishioners, she says woman of God, man of God, and titles and a show of respect and honor are extremely important. So they had to negotiate this. And of course, no disrespect was meant. But the point is that we want to show honor and saying good morning and knowing what those customs are in that particular environment is very important. And you are telegraphing joy. You are demonstrating that you recognize these are human beings, and you're also showing honor and respect by doing it correctly in whatever environment. Every environment has their rules. And even if you disrespect the person, you need to show civility, that kind of respect. In the military, there is a saying, salute the uniform. So even if you think that person is a bad person, even if you think that person is making wrong decisions, if the person has a rank or is even a fellow military member, you're going to salute that person. And you show honor, and you are part of the military and part of the honor system, and you respect the person's rank, even if you do not respect him. So you're going to salute. So say good morning. That's the first one. Let me just give you the other three, and we'll come back and discuss them a little bit more. I'm going to talk to you about using titles and going back on this current custom of using first names, because we want to show honor and we want honor's reward. We'll talk more about that next time. You need to teach your children to say thank you, please, and thank you, the magic words, but especially thank you, because this is good for your soul. And it's also good if you want the charity, the kindness to continue. And also, we need some respect between the sexes. We'll talk about that. And then I have a book I want to talk to you about, friend gave me, called Princess, an extremely important book, and that will follow our discussion about honor, respect, civility between the sexes. But hear this as a good word. This is the year that manners will sprout and flourish, and you have now been equipped to leave a legacy in your children, can give them more cultural capital to help them be more successful. If we wish to be successful, take territory, or be evangelistic simply by magical means, we are in deep trouble. This is not how Jesus set it up. Yes, we will pray, but we will also work. Hallelujah. And so I pray over you that you will be blessed, that you will be blessed with great instruction, that you will be blessed with good respect for your soul and for the souls of your children, that you will be thoroughly equipped to move in this world in a successful manner and to help your children be also. And so I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. May you find honor and joy and peace in believing and in your service. And may you and your children increase. Great shalom be on you. Total well-being. Amen.